Our second question, can you propose a way for citizens of San Marcos to park their cars and get river access to places like Headwaters without having to purchase a Texas State parking pass or eat at Sawgrass? Can you propose a way for the citizens of San Marcos to park their cars and get river access to places like Headwaters without having to purchase a Texas State parking pass or eat at Sawgrass?
You can do what I do and just park illegally at Sawgrass, you know. But no, I'm always there, and ideally I would love a parking garage there, but the university owns that property and they bought it out early. There's a lot of things the city should have done. The city should own that spring, and if I was on council at the time, I would have fought so hard for that. That's just silly. But regardless, that'll always be an issue, and we will never be able to get the parking that you're asking for unless the university allows maybe a joint venture, which we need to do to provide that. Yeah, good luck with that one. That's going to be very interesting. Just park like I do. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I would love it personally too if it was city owned and there were some way that we could all drive down there and park and enjoy the Headwaters, but there isn't. I'm lucky, I work at the university part time, I have a parking pass, and sometimes I can squeak over there and get over by the aquatic building. Walking, biking, that sort of thing, you can always park at another city park on the other side of University Drive. But I don't see how they'd get parking in there at Sesame anyway. It's already, you know, there's no room to expand to the right or to the left. So what I would suggest is parking at City Park and walking down there, or, you know, bringing your bike and taking your bike over there. Once you get downhill, it's a real walkable and bikeable area, and you should enjoy it, get some exercise, and go to the Headwaters.
As I said earlier, if we could have our city, if we could have the things that I'd like to see, if we could have a bikeable, walkable community that's safe. It's not dangerous, but it's safe, and it's encouraged the use of transportation that's not vehicle-centric. So if we achieve the things that I talked about on my short-term visions of making it a bikeable, walkable city, parking requirements won't necessarily be an issue.
For me, bikeable is not an option. Now, property is expensive. Most of it is owned by Texas State. The only thing I would suggest is parking at City Park and walking over, or finding another mode of transportation, or having somebody drop you off. Other than that, I don't see any quick solution.
Those are our questions that were submitted using the hashtag SMTXDebate. Is there anyone currently amongst the audience that would like to ask a question that we have all four members gathered here today? With that.